But before then, talking of a breath of fresh air, Dave, your kitchen science for this week.
Okay, I ask you to try basically just blowing on your hand. So hold your hand about 6 inches away from your mouth.
Okay.
Sort of blowing at it with your mouth open.
Warm.
Feels warm. Now with your pursed lips.
Cooler.
It's much cooler. So there's something strange going on here. Now try blowing with pursed lips, but hold your finger very, very close. Right up to your mouth.
Hot.
It's hot again. So there's something strange happening in that distance. And if you blow with an open mouth, with your hand a really long way away, this is more difficult.
I can just about feel it.
It's starting to get cooler again, isn't it?
Okay.
I think it depends if you...
I can't feel it. How far away? Foot?
End of arm's length.
Okay, yes. Okay, so it's the same thing that when it's close up, actually feels hot, but when you get further away, it feels cold again.
Basically, you're producing a jet of air from your mouth going out through the cool, dry air in the room you're in or outside. When a fast-moving jet of air moves through stationary air, it tends to drag the cold air with it. It's called an entrainment, and so it entrains air. And that can only happen around the edges. So if you've got a small jet of air going very fast, you get a lot of entrainment. If you've got a big tube of air going slowly, compared to the amount of air you've got much less entrainment. So the small jet of air entrains air very, very quickly. So all you're left with is fast-moving room air, basically. Because it's moving fast, it increases evaporation on your fingers. Like I was talking
about, it feels colder.
It feels colder. But if you've only got a mouth open, mostly what gets there is the warm air from your mouth. So it doesn't feel very cold, it still feels warm.
It's amazing. So it's a vortex effect. It's the same thing. Because we were talking about, there was a beautiful paper published earlier this year looking at how fungi get their spores sufficiently high above them so that they then end up in the jet stream. So the spores are carried a long way away so they'll land elsewhere. No, not fungi, moss. And the wonderful discovery was that they do this by generating a little puff of air in such a way that it propels them so fast that it creates a little vortex effect, and this helps the spores to travel much further. In fact, I think about 100, 200% further than they otherwise would.
Yeah, it's all about dragging lots of air, and then you've got lots of momentum, which keeps it going.